The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Dave Smith for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you about the events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months as reported from various sources. And we do have a couple of new items on the list today. Starting off, the North Carolina Museum of Art is hosting some concerts virtually. Because of the coronavirus pandemic, the museum's popular summer concert series was canceled. So a total of four live concerts will be streamed starting Tuesday, September 1st. All the virtual concerts will be streamed on Tuesday nights, starting at 8 from inside the museum galleries on the Museum of Art's YouTube channel. The offstage live music at the museum events start September 1st with Chatham County Line. The group has been a staple of the North Carolina music scene for about 20 years now, embracing an all-acoustic instrumentation and the modern songwriting of leader Dave Wilson. The band has performed across the U.S. and in Scandinavia, Ireland, and the United Kingdom. With seven studio albums of original material to pull from, Chatham County Line has a sound all its own and a stage show to match. Coming up September 15th, Dream Root. This quintet from Durham uses music as an agent for healing for themselves and for others as they create music as a refuge from chronic illness, racism, hatred, and the struggles of living in the 21st century. Dream Root classifies itself as political jazz and neo-soul, drawing from elements of the music cultures of Africa and Europe. On September 29th, the virtual concert features S.E. Ward, a transplant from Vermont. Ward has become a Triangle music fixture during the last several years. Leaving was released on Bull City Records Presents to local acclaim and is the band's first LP. Ward flaunts her songwriting and vocal chops through a masterclass in emotion that moves from haunting to heated in just four tracks. And the final concert at the offstage live music at the museum, October 20th. All right, here we go. I looked this up because I wanted to make sure I'll try to pronounce this correctly. And I think so far I have been mispronouncing it, so I looked it up. Here we go. Jelly Sitoso and Kyra Ba. Now, I was pronouncing it apparently incorrectly because I was saying Diali Siskoko and Kyra Ba. Well, no, it's Jelly Sihososo. Let me do it. Jelly Sisoso Soho and Kyra Ba. Anyway, the group ecstatically explored the spiritual songs, stories, and rhythms of Senegal's millennia-old Mandé culture. Sisoko comes from a long line of griots who are entrusted to maintain a West African village's genealogy and ceremonial affairs through song. But he is much more than a preservationist. Sisoso and his band Kyra Ba effortlessly integrate the traditional sounds of the kora with a modern rush of electric guitar and an exuberant rhythm section. And from WREL, the IBMA Bluegrass Awards have announced the hosts and performers for this year's event. The two-hour award show, which will be streamed October 1st, will be hosted by Sierra Hull, Joe Newberry, Tim O'Brien, and Rhonda Vincent. The broadcast will include taped and virtual performances from the six Entertainer of the Year nominees. The show will also include special virtual and tape performances, including the Del McCoury Band performing a classic Bill Monroe song in celebration of the 75th anniversary of bluegrass. A tribute to Doc Watson by longtime bandmate T. Michael Coleman, and all five Guitar Player of the Year nominees playing Black Mountain Rag. And a tribute to J.D. Crow by his ex-band member Jerry Douglas. And all five banjo nominees, including Sam Bush, Missy Raines, and David Greer. There will also be a salute to women in bluegrass history and the 20th anniversary of the Oh Brother, Where Art Thou soundtrack. Four female nominees, including Rhonda Vincent, will perform a cappella Down to the River to Pray during a salute to women in bluegrass history and the 20th anniversary of the Oh Brother, Where Art Thou soundtrack. The IBMA Bluegrass Music Awards will be live-streamed October 1st at 8 p.m. on the IBMA's Facebook page and via Swapcard, the official event platform for this year's IBMA Virtual World of Bluegrass event. The audio stream, or will stream, on Sirius XM's Bluegrass Junction channel. Now that we've got things that are going on, we got a list of things that aren't going on yet. And so city officials have decided that all events sponsored by the city of Raleigh will be canceled through at least the end of the year, and that includes Raleigh's First Night, the New Year's Eve celebration that brings thousands of people downtown for rides, games, food, and the acorn drop at midnight. Again, it won't happen, at least live. Mayor Mary Ann Baldwin said First Night organizers are working on a drive-through or virtual event for New Year's Eve that would include an acorn drop. Other events that will be called off include the annual Christmas tree lighting ceremony, a downtown food truck rodeo, and the Jingle Bell fundraiser for the Arthritis Foundation. The cancellation decision doesn't affect events at the Raleigh Convention Center and Downtown Arts Complex or city parks and recreation programs. The Raleigh Merchants Association had announced earlier that they canceled the Raleigh Christmas Parade, and that's the first time since World War II. Instead of an in-person event, the Christmas Parade will be live-streamed on November 21st. Ticket sales for the Holiday Express at Raleigh's Pullen Park remain on hold. The Holiday Express draws thousands to Pullen Park in December for meet and greets with Santa, train and carousel rides, arts, crafts, holiday lights, and other activities. While ticket sales are currently postponed, officials say any updates will be shared on the Holiday Express website and through at Raleigh Parks social media. The decision to cancel or postpone upcoming events also includes Hopscotch Music Festival, the North Carolina State Fair, the North Carolina Mountain State Fair, and the Carolina Classic Fair in Winston-Salem, just to name a few. Now we'll check the listings of Goodnight's Comedy Club, where you can go get a few laughs, or scheduled currently. That, of course, the Goodnights is on West Morgan Street in Raleigh. The phone number to check the schedule, 919-828-5233. All right, coming up Tuesday through Thursday, September 8th through the 10th, it's Earthquake. known lovingly by his fans as Quake, has been dishing out his unique delivery and bankable common sense rhetoric across the comedy club circuit since the early 90s. Mixing observational and improvisational comedy in his shows, Quake's humor has secured a place in the hearts of comedy lovers from across every race, culture, and social status. Friday through Sunday, September 11th through the 13th, it's Coca Brown, known for her lead role in Tyler Perry's The Single Moms Club, and For Better or Worse. The hilarious comedian and actress treats audiences to thought-provoking humor in which she declares, "I don't tell jokes, I tell the truth." Her grown woman delivery, both on stage and on screen in supporting roles such as FX's American Crime Story, NBC's Marlon, and most recently Fox's critically acclaimed 9-1-1. Thursday through Saturday, August 15th through the 17th at Goodnight's, Jared Freed. Jared is a comedian based out of New York City, originally from Boston. His comedy is current and reflects the ordinary daily thoughts of everyone you know, especially if everyone you know is a millennial, obsessed with dating apps, trying to be a real adult, and worried about their bodies. All right, Thursday through Sunday, October 22nd through the 25th, it's J.P. Sears. J.P., a YouTuber, comedian, emotional healing coach, author, speaker, world traveler, and curious student of life. His work empowers people to live more meaningful lives. He is very active with his online videos where he encourages healing and growth through his humorous and entertainingly informative videos. And finally for the year, Thursday through Saturday, December 3rd through the 5th, Ryan Niemiller. Despite being born with a disability in both arms, Ryan, the self-proclaimed cripple threat of comedy, shares his views of the world from the perspective of the handicapped. Ryan began his comedy career in L.A. and hasn't looked back since, performing in clubs and colleges across the country, covering topics such as dating, trying to find employment, and attempting to find acceptance in a world not designed for him. Special note, all shows at Goodnight's are 18-plus, unless specifically noted. For more laughs, here's the lineup for Raleigh Improv. The facility is located on Parkside Main Street in Cary. The phone number, 919-589-8558. And the first scheduled performance currently, Sunday, October 11th, The Christie Show. Christine Porter, also known as The Christie Show, is an entertainer who loves to act, sing, rap, and dance. A few years ago, she decided to try stand-up comedy. Friday and Saturday, October 23rd and 24th, it's Jess Hilarious. Jess is one of the freshest and most highly sought-after faces in comedy, who is also known for her appearances on MTV's Wild and Out, and has appeared on Russell Simmons' All Deaf Comedy on HBO, as well as various shows on VH1, BET, and others. Friday through Sunday, November 6th through the 8th, it is DeRay Davis. After his wildly successful one-hour Showtime comedy special, DeRay Davis' Power Play, that aired to rave reviews, Davis continues to ascend on what can only be described as the Samuel E. Jackson formula, a path and pattern of consistent feature film and network television roles. Davis also starred opposite Taraji P. Henson's Cookie Lyons on the Fox network hit Empire. Thursday, November 19th at Raleigh Improv, Nick DiPaolo. In this day of watered-down comedy, Nick's brutally honest performances remind us of what great stand-up should be. Funny, socially relevant, and a little bit reckless. Sunday, November 22nd, Carol Ann Miljavik, She Laughs Comedy Tour. Humorous, authentic, relatable, that's Caroline in a nutshell. She has cultivated a massive online presence across multiple social media platforms and has become the go-to girl for a good laugh, encouragement, loving truce, and vulnerability. Finally, Friday through Sunday, November 27th through the 29th, Ian Bagg. Ian started his comedy career in his native Canada. He proceeded to do all the show business things that every successful Canadian entertainer does. He went to a Hockey Night in Canada game on Saturday night and performed at the Montreal Comedy Festival, kissed a fish in Newfoundland, and a Comedy Now special on CTV. And that's all at Raleigh Improv and the shows there as well, 18 plus unless noted. A few dates are being held at local clubs, but it's hard to tell whether they will actually be held. That's why you got to check with them. Poorhouse Music Hall on South Blunt Street in Raleigh. The phone number there, 919-821-1120. And most shows start at 9, unless noted. Friday, September 18th, Dirty Rotten Imbeciles with Death Wish. And nothing else scheduled until March of next year. The Ritz, club located on Industrial Drive in Raleigh. The phone number there, 919-424-1400. And most shows start at 8, unless noted. Thursday, September 17th, at Sirius XM Yacht Rock Radio presents Yacht Rock Review. And that starts at 8:30. Wednesday, September 23rd, Band of Horses. Friday, September 25th, The Revivalist Into the Stars Tour. Friday, October 9th, Future Islands As Long As You Are Virtual Tour. That starts at 10. Wednesday, November 18th, Dylan Francis and Young Gravy, Sugar, Spice, and Everything Ice Tour. Friday, December 4th, Milky Chance, Mind the Moon Tour 2020. Finally, Fridays at 9 p.m. Through September 25th, Green Sky Bluegrass is holding virtual tour, the Leap Year Sessions. And at Lincoln Theater on East Cabrera Street in Raleigh, the phone number 919-821-4111. Friday, September 4th at Lincoln Theater, Dirty Remnants with Among the Machines, The Fifth, and Preppin' Barium. That show starts at 7. Friday, September 25th, Rebels Fox with Nolan Biggins, Shane Gentry and Dallabills, and Tan Sanders. Again, a 7 o'clock show. Saturday, September 26th, Jonathan Parker with Aaron Hamm and Big River Band, and the Eric Strickland Band. That show starts at 7:30. Thursday, October 8th, the Steel Woods at 8. Friday, October 16th, Idlewild South, the tribute to the Allman Brothers Band. That starts at 8. And then Friday, October 30th, Jack Harlow at 8 o'clock, and that's all at the Lincoln Theater. And all the amphitheater parks in the area, Red Hat Amphitheater, Coastal Credit Union Music Park, their seasons have been wrapped up. Coca Booth does have one event coming up Friday, November 13th, the North Carolina Chinese Lantern Festival. PNC Arena, where tickets can be purchased at the arena box office, all Ticketmaster outlets, by phone at 800-745-3000 or online at thepncarena.com. Currently, only one event scheduled for the rest of 2020. That's Friday, October 2nd, Festival of Laughs, featuring some more Gary Owen, Lavelle Crawford, Tony Rock, DC Youngfly, and Carlos Miller. And as you might expect, the lineup is subject to change. Everything else at PNC Arena has been pushed into 2021. All right, let's check out the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts. A couple of programs coming up the rest of this year. Friday, October 2nd, an R-rated magic show. Wednesday, October 28th, the North Carolina Museum of History Foundation's 2020 Distinguished Lecture Series event with Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist George Will. That's at Fletcher Opera Theater at 7 o'clock. Wednesday, November 11th, Teresa Caputo Live, The Experience. She's a TLC show hitmaker, Long Island Medium. Friday, November 13th, Gilberto Santa Rosa, who's a Puerto Rican band leader and singer of salsa and bolero. Then we move into 2021, a couple of items coming up in January. Friday and Sunday, January 15th and 17th, Mozart, the Magic Flute from the North Carolina Opera. Saturday, January 23rd, Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus Live. And then it's Friday, January 29th, and here we are again. Jelly Sisoho and Kyra Ba, featuring Tony Williamson. And this is a Pinecone event at Fletcher Opera Theater. Moving on to Carolina Theater on West Morgan Street in Durham. Phone number for you to check on the schedule, 919-560-3030. All programs start at 8 o'clock unless noted. Saturday, October 17th, it's Gregory Porter. Every ticket for this show includes a CD copy of Gregory Porter's new album, All Rise. Friday, November 20th, Kenny Wayne Shepherd Band, and this is the Traveler Tour. Thursday, December 3rd, Chris Botti. Saturday, January 2nd, the North Carolina Youth Tap Ensemble program, Sound in Motion. The group is celebrating its 37th season. Sunday, January 24th, Jax Films presents Yesterday I Ask You Live. And then on Sunday, January 30th and 31st, it's Heather McMahon, the Farewell Tour. Checking the lineup for DPAC, the next show is next year. Tuesday through Sunday, January 26th through the 31st, the band's visit. The critically acclaimed smash hit Broadway musical is the winner of 10 Tony Awards, including Best Musical. Tuesday through Sunday, February 2nd through the 7th, it's Escape to Margaritaville. And, of course, that includes a bunch of Jimmy Buffett classics, including Fins, Volcano, Cheeseburger in Paradise, and many more. Also, Thursday, February 11th, Bert Kreischer, the Bertie Boy Tour. February 23rd through the 28th, Pretty Woman, the Musical. That's all at DPAC, where tickets are available at dpacnc.com. The DPAC Ticket Center at 919-680-2787. The DPAC Ticket Center on Vivian Street in Durham. Or you can, of course, contact Ticketmaster. And the programs at some of the arenas around the state have also ended their seasons. One special note, Charlotte's Bank of America Stadium concerts. Let's start that one again. Charlotte's Bank of America Stadium concert still includes Garth Brooks on Saturday, October 10th, the Dive Bar Stadium Tour. Let's hope for all you ticket holders that that concert does indeed happen. All right, the Greensboro Coliseum, Spectrum Center in Charlotte have all ended their events for the rest of the year currently. And that's the big thing. Is it real or is it actually going to happen? You have to check out the particular venue that you're interested. Now, a couple of Carytown events coming up. The Marvelous Music Main Stage Series is in its 20th season. Friday, November 13th, Emile Pandolfi presents Music of the Night with special guest vocalist Dana Russell. Friday, January 8th, it is Blue Jupiter. Friday, January 15th, Nina Simone, No Fear, and Blues, Long Gone. Sunday, March 21st, Time for Three, and that starts at 6 o'clock. The Family Series, September 19th, The Story Ship presents Pirate Goody and the Magic Chest, and this is a free online event, again, part of the Marvelous Music Family Series, and that occurs on Saturdays. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Triangle Bulletin Board is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, call us at 919-832-5138. That number again, 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.